You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Thank you for joining me today for Inside Out, and I'm just glad you're with me. I just spent a couple minutes praying that whoever would hear this today, that this would be a help and encourage them. So that's you. So I really believe that God will answer that, and I hope that he does, so that this is indeed a blessing and a help to you and to others. I want to talk today about serving, and sometimes I think this is misunderstood, but it is so vitally important in our lives that we learn to serve. We know, you know, that Jesus was the greatest servant of all, and we'll talk more about that, but he's called us to serve as well. Sometimes our hesitancy is, well, I'm going through things. I'm struggling. I'm not 100%. I need some things to change in my life. And none of those things exempt us from serving. I'm sure there's some drastic and extreme circumstances or conditions, you know, that could happen to somebody that, hey, I can't serve right now, but I still think there's ways that we can serve, you know, and share God's love and share his joy. And so let's dive in, and the next couple of episodes we'll talk about serving. So let's start in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. The first part of that verse in the Amplified Bible, which I love, it says, "For we," that's us, it's you and me, "are his workmanship, his own master work, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand." Now, I want to read that again. Try to hear this. Try to draw the meaning out of this. This is so powerful and clear for us. It says, "For we are his workmanship." And then in brackets, "his own masterwork, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus." Then again in brackets, "reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand." So I think you can see we belong to him. He's worked on us. And he's kind of customized us, so to speak, and we're ready to go to be used for him for good works that he prepared for us, I think, corporately, as a group, as all of us, commonly, but then also individually, uniquely, there are things that God has done. So he saved us. He's spiritually transformed us and renewed us and made us ready to be used for good works that he has in mind. So we are saved to serve. We are saved to serve. Yes, we're saved from sin, and we're saved from ourselves, and we're saved from hell. But we're not saved in the sense that God has just saved us to, you know, keep us in a collection or his own personal stash. You know, people do that with coins or cars or, you know, autographs or comics or antiques. You know, there's so many things. But he has saved us numerous reasons. One big reason is to serve. Now, Romans 15:1 in the Message paraphrase, it says, "Strength is for service, not status." Again, strength is for service, not status. Serving is what our strength is for. You know, just like a guy at the gym, hopefully he's not just working out so people go, oh, wow, you've got big biceps. You know, hopefully he's working out for health and fitness and, you know, just to remain, you know, very physically viable so you can function in life and help others and accomplish tasks and be able to do things, you know. And so strength is for service, not just to be noticed, but to serve. And serving is where Christianity shows up. Serving is where our faith shows up. And faith without works is dead. And you have to have some strength to do the work. Now, John 13:35, it says, by this, and Jesus is speaking here, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Then in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. And then in Galatians 5:13, through love, serve one another. Forgive me, but I'm going to read all three of these verses right in line again. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. So through love, serve one another. I hope you can see we are saved to serve. And this love that he's talking about is agape love. And it is the impetus, it's the catalyst for serving. God's love for you, God's love demonstrated to you by Jesus and through Jesus and received by you. As a result of that, he served through love. We are forgiven, we are redeemed, we're justified, we're restored, we are helped. And that was because the agape love of God, God's love for you, God through Jesus served and rescued you, saved you, and now that love is to continue on. In 1 John 4, verse 19, in the New King James, it says, we love him because he first loved us. The same verse in the English Standard Version says, we love because he first loved us. And that's what most of the modern translations will say. Now, given and supported in the language, we love him because he first loved us. But also, we love because he first loved us. He primed the pump, so to speak. And by loving us, that love comes into us and changes us and fixes us and helps us and heals us. And now that love is to flow through us. Again, that love, that agape love from God, he's the source. He's the fountainhead. That love now is the impetus. It's the catalyst as it flows through our life to the lives of others. And it shows up by serving, by serving. We love others, we love him, but we love others because he first loved us. Now, in the Bible, sin is not the theme. Sin is the problem. And forgiveness is the theme. God's love is the theme, and he saved us. It was his mercy, his grace, his undeserved kindness and goodness, all flowing from God's love for us, all flowing from his love for us. In Luke chapter 7, we have the parable of the two debtors. One owed 500 pieces of silver, the other one owed 50. And Jesus said, you know, they were both forgiven. And he said, which one loved more? And the answer is the one who's been forgiven much, loves much. Those who have been forgiven of much, they love much. And that shows up you know, in gratitude. And gratitude just compels us that we pass that love on, that we share that goodness on. God's been so good to us. He poured his love into us and changed our lives and changed our eternity. And we've been forgiven much. I hope you're aware of that today. In Zephaniah 3:17 in the Amplified Bible, it says that in his love, he will be silent and will make no mention of past sins or even recall them. That blesses me. I know that blesses you. We have been so forgiven. It should evoke love in us and gratitude in us and want. It should create in us the desire that we want to pass that love on. Let the love of God extended to us flow through us as we serve God, and we serve God by serving other people. Hey, we're going to continue on talking about serving. And so join me in that next episode. I pray you have a great week. Have a great day today. And join me next time for Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.